heart, the liver, and the entrails.
Yeah, and parts of the intestines.
The intestines, you just put sausage up in those things.
Did you ever fry any of these?
Never did. I never did.
Ever have harslet or haslet or?
No.
Chitlins?
Chitlins, yeah. Chitlins.
Well, what in the world are those? Are those intestines fried or what?
Yeah.
Well, good, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, we never did the hogs much, but then they call them things calves, you know, up in these fancy restaurants, they call them mountain oysters.
Yeah.
We just call them nuts.
Yeah.
Calves nuts.
Tastes the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great delicacy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Roundup, wasn't that...
Well, I've eaten a lot of those things just right off of the brand iron fire.
Hmm. And that's something you can't get every day.
I don't know.
Late in the afternoon, when it was time to feed the animals, did you have any special term for that time of day?
Feed time.
How'd you call the cows to get them to come in from pasture?
Or you say, sook, 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 sook.
And if you wanted to get
sook,
a cow,
bossy.
Cow to stand still while you were milking her.
Say, so.
I never learned to milk. You know, I never missed it.
Yeah.
How about calves? What calls did you use for them?
It's a calf.
And to get your horses in from the pasture?
Hey, you whistle at them.
And when you say get up, the horse goes
forward.
Mm-hmm. And if you say back, the horse goes.
He backs up.
Backs up or goes. If
he's trained that way.
Mm-hmm. If he rears and then falls over on the saddle, you say he falls?
Falls backwards.
How'd you call the pigs at feeding time?
Huh?
How'd you call the pigs at feeding time?
No, pig.
Not too loud now, is it? I asked the fellow that question and he said, no, the best way to do that is train them young. Go out there with a tin bucket and every time you feed him, pound on that bucket. You know, that didn't help you a bit. How about calls to sheep to bring them in?
Oh, they say, oh, about the only thing I have is they say, sheepy, sheepy. That's the only thing I have.
How about chickens?
Chicky, 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 chicky.
When you're going to go someplace with a horse, what do you have to do before you can go anyplace at all?
Well, you just have to curry them, and then of course saddle them or hook them up, and depending on which way you're going to go, how you're going to use them.
Let's see, if you're... You mentioned in the buggy, you'd get them to go faster, you just flip the lines?
I'm going to say get up.
And those things that you hold on to, you call those
lines.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're driving them, if you're riding them, they're reins.
You put your, and when you're on a saddle, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
What's the band that holds the saddle on?
Girt. Or cinch.
And if you're going to feed a horse when you're, say, drive the horse into town and get ready to feed the horse after you've tied him up, you put one of those things over his nose?
Nose bag.
And what do you call straps on a horse's head?
Well, the bridle. Brow band and throat latch and curb strap.
Mm-hmm. Use that for breaking a horse too? Same thing?
Well, you'd use a... What's called a bow goes over, on sometimes break them, don't use a bit in their mouth.
You gonna try a pipe full of this?
Get my butt work, I gotta clean it out.
Well, that happens to mine, my wife threatens to bury it.
Now I gotta get mine inside and clean it out before I can go through.
You wanna take a break?
Yeah, we got enough for tonight anyway.
Well, I don't get enough till I'm finished. But if you want to stop any time, just say so.
Yeah, we better take after tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm not...
I'll be here tomorrow night.